Good morning with us on a Friday morning, and a warm Friday morning is our political observer, Alan Chartok. Nice to come out, and it's 54 degrees out at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Hooray, hooray. We deserve this. We all deserve this. Spring has sprung. Luigi Singh Cuckoo. I don't remember the rest of it.
You're right. We do deserve it. Well, big news yesterday in terms of Iran and agreeing to an outline of a nuclear deal. And some of the headlines this morning in the New York Times at Moment of Truth, Obama makes foreign policy gamble. They're also editorializing on this, Alan, a promising deal. The preliminary agreement with Iran is a significant achievement that makes it more likely the nation will never be a nuclear threat. And we also see that the Congress is demanding the right to review the deal.
Well, yes. We also see that Netanyahu is against it. But here's the thing. What is the choice? The president takes office. He says, the hand is closed. If you will open the hand, we will negotiate with you. And they have. There is excruciating pain going on in Iran. You know, the people have been really hurt by some of the sanctions that have been put on them. And, you know, they want out. And the Ayatollahs know that. On the other hand, the Ayatollahs have been terrible in the Middle East, pouring as much gasoline on the fire as they possibly can. And the Shia-Sunni conflagration goes on. And there's some hope here that if you can make this deal, things will open up for the Iranians. They will see it as better in their international interest to go forward and to make peace, not war. There is a certain amount of naivete that people ascribe to that view, because there is no sign that, other than on this question of the nuclear, there is any hope that Iran will turn around and start to behave itself, which it certainly is not doing right now. So it is a gamble on the part of the president, but it's a gamble that is well worth taking, because what's the alternative? End up bombing them, and we know that their nuclear facilities are so far underground that they probably won't work. The bombing probably won't work. You know, I think you have to go forward, and I think it's wise for everybody to know exactly what we're getting into here.
Rights laws quickly fall into retreat after Indiana changed what was billed as a religious freedom law to specify that it would not authorize discrimination, and lawmakers in Arkansas backed away from a similar law. Alan, many Christian conservatives lamented the major setback to their cause.
In the end, it turns out money trumps all. The big businesses came forward in those two states and said, don't do this. This is a major error. People will take it out on the states, and our economic development will be ruined, and we can't do it. And the governors took a look around them and saw themselves standing out there in the breeze and said, we've got to go back on this. Now, for some people, when you make any kind of compromise of that kind, you're in real danger. We have seen that before. And if these governors are showing some guts and some courage and doing what's right here, let me tell you that I am sure that there will be coalitions of people who will try to take it out on them for doing this. But every once in a while, somebody stands up and does what's right, even if they're pushed into it by the Walmarts and the other major economic groups which are insisting that they now become pariahs.